Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is November the 17th, 2017, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of November. As we close out this year, 2017, ladies and gentlemen, I have some great opportunities and shares, tools, and tips with you to just really help your business grow as we close out this year and as we roll into new year 2018 on the right track. We're going to have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. I am super excited about the opportunities that I've been able to help and share throughout this year, 2017, for all the small businesses, entrepreneurs, churches, nonprofit organizations that we've been able to help across the country in reference to building and growing their network in the area where they do business as we build up a community of entrepreneurs across the board throughout this country. I have seen nothing but great aspirations and expectations as we continue our movement when it comes to building a brand, building your network, and also doing it not only in the United States but also globally as we continue on for our international series as we're going to build that up as well. So we're going to talk about some great opportunities here, 8 effective ways to build a solid online presence. This is for people who are just getting started in the business as entrepreneurs, and having a web presence is key. And what I'm going to talk about, which I've shared about this throughout the years that I've been doing this show, and when we continue to do this, as we now in our 5th year, going into our 6th year of GTE Professional Network Radio, I wanted to share with you some great tools and tips that's going to benefit you along the way. And I want to thank all of my radio listeners who've tuned in each and every week, every Friday at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're based here out of Houston, Texas, and I'm super excited about the growth opportunities here in the city of Houston as we continue on throughout the cities of this great country that we're in, and opportunities where we can help each other as we continue to share the opportunities that we have in the marketplace. So that way we can expand our network, our net base, and as well as helping others as we help ourselves. So let's dive into it, and we're talking about this. Now, as a web design company, my company, Global Touch Enterprise, we've been building websites for small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations for the past 8 years, and it seems like it's been longer than that. But, however, we just want to continue to assist as many people as we can across this country so that way they can have a web presence. And understanding what's relevant in the marketplace is going to be also key to building a network fast or slow, or how do you want to build it. But here's the thing. You must have a game plan put together, a business plan, marketing plan, and a web-based plan as well now. As we continue on these three things in the marketplace, is dealing with the satisfying these three things in the marketplace is what people want, need, can afford. And so with that, we want to make sure that you have all of the information that you're utilizing here so that way you can build it successfully, because we're talking about building. And without tools, you cannot build a successful business. Without the right tools to build, you will not build it successfully. Anything that we're talking about in a build mode, growth mode, you have to have the right tools in order to do that. Whatever seeds you plant, whatever type of things you want to do in the marketplace, in the industries that you want to tap into, that's growing industries, I hope they're growing industries that you decide to tap into, so that way you can begin to get a piece of this. Because, again, there is no limit to how much you can earn as you continue on your growth efforts on a regular, daily, monthly basis in your business. But you have to grow as your business grows is also going to be a key factor in what happens and what makes it or breaks it for you. So we want to talk about web design, how we can do an online presence, how do we build a solid online presence. As a web designer, and I have my website, and I've shared this with a lot of other aspiring entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs who are just getting started. If you don't have a full concept yet and you want to test something in the marketplace, you want to have what is called a landing page website, whereas you just have a one-pager, so that way you can test the market to make sure that whatever product and service that you're providing in the marketplace works, and as you build it, as you grow it, then you can get into a full-size-fledged website. Now, web design can be pretty expensive, but it's part of your piece of the puzzle that you're going to need to grow your network. Now, this is an investment, ladies and gentlemen. This can also be a marketing tool for your company, and then also the content that you have within your website is also key, and as well as what you share on social media. And so these are the things that you're going to be looking at in reference to building a solid online presence. This is Web 101, and lets you know that when you're doing websites, it has to be today interactive. You also have your contact information, and then you also have to have given opportunities for people to give you feedback on the product and service that you provided, so that way they can share that amongst others, as well as on social media, that you're on a consistent basis sharing information reference to your company online, and that you have a business social page as well. If you have a blog, that's key important factors there too. If you have a blog, that's great, because that'll give you an opportunity to share opportunities in reference to growth, reference to your product and service, and a reference into assisting others in the community where you are so that others can participate in with you. So this gives a great glimpse of what people are doing daily, weekly, monthly in the marketplace, so that way others can view and see exactly what they want to do. And then if they want to partner with you or participate with you, that'll be an easy thing for them, because we're always attracting like minds or people who are like us. And how many people do you know, and how many people do they know who can also do or like to do what you're doing? So this is a great opportunity to grow your community base, your network base on this platform. So these tools that I'm going to share with you is going to be key facts, so I hope you're taking copious notes, pen and paper in hand, and that you're ready to jot this down, because I want to make sure that you guys get this, that it'll be something simple for you that you can do on a regular, consistent basis. Now, as we talk about building a network, building our brand, and as well as adding growth to our repertoire and our business, and then finding key people to help build our network. And again, key people, like-minded people on your level and above, who you think can be a great asset to you as you become an asset to them, because, again, it's a PHP effect, people helping people. And as long as we stay focused there and we do our marketing campaigns faithfully and successfully on a regular weekly basis, then we won't have a problem building our network strong, fast, and making sure that we capture the market that we want to capture. But you have to draw attention to yourselves in order to do that. What is the buzz that you're doing in your company? What can be a buzz about your business that you're doing that can get others to participate and chime in with you? Because everybody wants to be a part of something on a movement that's moving, that's great, that's growing. And growth, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is always going to be the key factor. The most important commodity on the planet is growth. Now, if you want to talk about commodities, whether you're looking at the sugar, gold, silver, and all that, growth on a level is also a good commodity that you can participate in. And as well as your gifts and talents, those are commodities you can add to that level, because it's going to be in high demand. But you have to utilize what you have been blessed with for the betterment of mankind. How can we be a benefit in the community where we are? How can we assist others as we assist ourselves? And then how can we continue to showcase what we have as an opportunity, and what platforms can we use today to do that? Well, we also have, of course, Internet Radio, which is here, GTE Professional Network Radio. We'd be happy to share your opportunities on our website as well as on the show, where you can basically be a guest on the show, talk about your business, your company, and that way it could be broadcast to all of the people who tune into the show every week. And so that's a great opportunity there. And again, it's just $25 a month to advertise on this show. So this is a great opportunity for you to learn as you earn, so that way you can build your network strong and do what you need to do on a regular, consistent basis. So let's talk about it. Now, as the marketplace continues to evolve, it is important that as business owners, we don't remain stagnant. And seeing a lot of this evolution in the marketplace basically has given us an opportunity to grow faster, better, and making sure that we continue to participate in what's changing today and following the trends. And so in websites or web design, or as well as building an online presence, you have to have a solid website, you have to have great social media content, and then again, if you have videos about your business or company, that will be also added as an extra bonus too. So it's essential today in our business that we do these things on a regular basis if we're talking about marketing a particular product or service that we have in the marketplace, and then also joining in the community where we are and participating in the community, what we do to showcase it, whether you're at a gas station, restaurant, grocery store, coffee shops, commercial properties, residential properties. It's a great opportunity for you to showcase and share within the community where you are on a regular basis for your brand. If you're not doing this, ladies and gentlemen, have somebody who is good at it, who can also share with the general public in reference to what you do. And also, remember, we talked about this before, and I'll say again, if you don't have a promotional campaign running on a regular, daily, weekly basis, you're not really actively working your business. I'm going to say that again. If you're not actively promoting your business on a regular, daily, weekly basis, then you're not basically building a business today. This is going to be considered as a hobby, not a business. But business owners, if you look at the trends and what's happening today, as I have talked with and shared all this opportunity with a lot of business owners, these guys work around the clock nonstop. Some in season, out of season, some do not sleep, because they're eating, drinking, thinking of their company, how to build it, how to make it fast, bigger, and how to help as many in the general population as they can. And that's what it's really all about, and that's adding growth to that level. And so how big do you want to build this business? How big do you want it to grow? How many people do you want to service in the marketplace, and how many people do you want to have on your team? How big do you want your team to be? What type of business do you want to run? And what industries have you researched and marketed to check to see if it's something that you can do successfully, faithfully, and being consistent with it? And what is your passion? And, you know, passion has a great promise to those who feel it, who do it, and who's actively working their passion. They can basically stay in the field or position longer than people who just picking up something just to pick up something to do something. So you want to look at that opportunity. You want to basically put together the things that's going to basically help you grow and build your online presence successfully without a lot of frustration, because, again, doing this, it can be very time-consuming, tedious, and it can get sometimes frustrating if you don't know what you're doing. Purpose for this show, GTE Professional Network Radio, is to help you put it in the simplest form possible so that way you can build and grow the way you need to grow. Let's do it. Tip number one, set your goals. So you believe in being online is the next best thing for the growth of your brand, but how do you intend to grow that and go about building it on this level? Well, write down your plan, make it plain, itemize your set goals, aims and objectives, and carefully strategize on how intent to achieve your goals. How do you intend to achieve it? And how many people do you think you're going to need to help you do it? You can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. After setting the goals, break it down. Think of the smaller bits. Maybe your big picture is basically building a particular website for this particular business that you have. And then also you may want to put a blog to it, or you want to have a video on it where they add like a little infomercial. Anything on a level that's going to be simple to the point that talks about a particular product or service that you're building in the marketplace that you want to share in the marketplace will give your audience an opportunity to check it out. But you have to promote it, and you're going to have to make sure that you have the right tools in place when it comes to promoting your brand. Remember the 5 P's of marketing, and I keep sharing this with everybody on the show about the 5 P's of marketing, even when I'm doing consulting with small business owners or entrepreneurs about that. If you're not understanding the 5 P's of marketing, it's going to be difficult to build a successful business, in my opinion. Now, this is what it is. You're talking about the 5 P's of marketing. It's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. Again, that's about the people, product, price, place, promotion. Well, we already know the place is going to be online, but your people, your product, and your price, and your promotion is going to be the key factors there. Who is your target audience? What price plans have you set to be competitive? What's the product or the service that you're providing? And then how are you promoting it, and when are you promoting it? Those are going to be the factors right there. So by itemizing your steps, it makes your goal seem attainable and gives you a boost of confidence along the way, which in turn make it more likely for us not to give up on the bigger picture. So we have to take it in bits and pieces, ladies and gentlemen. You can't force feed and eat a whole pie or a whole bird in one bite, but bits and pieces. Steps, taking the necessary steps to getting and achieving to your goal. So set your goals. Make sure it's attainable and make sure it's measurable and make sure it's something that you can continue to do without fail, not giving up, not quitting, not stopping. Tip two, we talk about getting the SEO, or we call it SEO, which is the short term for search engine optimization. When we talk about what is the basis of having that done about your website or business or putting together the AdWords keywords, well, search engine optimization is basically what it is. Being basically a web designer, I talk about this to my clients in reference to how to build it successfully through Google, Yahoo, Bing, those search engine companies that we basically tend to go in and look up things. They have what is called web crawlers that will track or algorithm that will pick out words pertaining to a particular market, company, brand, or entity. I'm being a little technical here, but what it does is it's basically giving you an opportunity to quick search the name based associated with your company, your business, your brand. So, say for instance, if I'm Global Touch Enterprise, which I am, and I do web design and marketing, then so on the search engines, I'm going to put down a keywords that reference to web design, marketing, hosting, also for building businesses, building brands, marketing tools, marketing tips, a lot of keywords that I'm going to be adding in there. There should be hundreds of keywords that I can add in reference to that. So I'm going to flood the gate with that. So when any time a person types in that, notice in Google search engine, there's a lot of companies that will come up under web design. A lot of companies will come up under marketing. A lot of companies will come up under the titles of what they represent and what they are about in the marketplace. That's basically what SEO is all about. And so, in a nutshell, if you're not an expert in doing that, find a person who is an expert so that way they can assist you in giving you the best tips when it comes to your search engine optimization so you can build your online presence bigger and successfully and without a lot of the quick fixes that I call quick fixes today, which is really crazy because it takes time for it to be built properly. And then also the type of content that represents your brand that's about you and making sure that your company represents that, you need to have that out on a regular basis. In your websites or on your websites, you have to have great content. Content about the product, the service that you're providing, what you represent, your target market, and basically who you're attracting to participate and who will basically be benefiting from your company when they go online and see your information there. So those are the things that you're going to be looking at when it comes to your SEO, the type of SEO practices, how we can channel our efforts toward creating a sellable content that get our customers or our target market can participate in. Number three, be consistent and create value. Once you decide on the one habit that will help you start moving toward your goal, make sure, ladies and gentlemen, you do it every day. And I keep saying this on a regular basis. If we're not consistent and we're not doing this on a regular basis, then we really basically shooting ourselves in the foot and we're not really obtaining the focus that we need, following one course until successful. Do it every day. Be consistent and create value is the key. Whether it's on your Instagram, if you have a website account, Twitter, LinkedIn, any of these social sites that you have, always provide consistent value first. This would help you to obtain credibility, and then you will slowly become an author in your field, hereby carving a niche for yourself, which is very important for your online growth and visibility. So that way you can continue to build on that platform, on that level as you grow. So that way your foundation is laid, it's solid, and everybody who knows about you, who have participated or partaken into your business, will begin to share with others about what it is you've done for them. The PHP effect, again, still kicks in. People helping people. Always remember that when you're building it on the online presence and you're building your website, if you're building your brand, if you're building your business, it's always going to be on the PHP effect, people helping people. So that's what it's going to be all about. Number four, focus on a tool, a particular tool in order to build your online presence would work if you stayed focused on one particular platform or tool to use in reference to that. And what do I mean by that? If you're picking out a particular tool to build a house, you will need to know exactly what tool it will be and then basically being effective in building it with that tool. But let me share this with you. Everybody who communicates doesn't always communicate well. So they always have somebody who is a good speaker on the behalf of that company does the talking. Notice that well. The president doesn't speak for himself all the time well, but there are people, spokespeople, who do it well for him. Anybody on the level, the CEO of a company or the company personal press conference, whenever they throw that, they always have the best person to speak on the behalf of that represents that company. So you have to do the same thing when it comes to your online presence, your business, your content. Who's speaking on the behalf of your company? Who do you have in the midst of you that can do that well? And this will give you basically a great opportunity to capture your people, your target market, communicate well to them about it, what you can do for them as well as what they can do for you. Number five, comment on forums. Always a good platform, ladies and gentlemen. Another part of the tool, if you're a blogger, if you have a blog, you want to make sure you comment on these forums to share with your people advice, contributing to them in the marketplace about the particular product or service that you're providing and ways that can be beneficial in helping them. Again, the PHP effect still kicks in on this level as well. So you want to make sure you want to have a wide reputation of assisting and helping others as you help yourself. Number six, give freebies. Well, I call it opportunities for growth, and I also call it investing in the general public. In order for the public to invest in you, you have to invest in them. What do I mean by that? If I'm promoting a particular product that's new on the marketplace that I want to share with the general public, I may give out samples. I may give them an opportunity where they can try it before they buy it. Or I just give them a particular, as an incentive, a gift, so they can share with others to talk about it, to bring up, to build up the buzz, to get them talking about the particular product or service that I'm providing. If I'm a service company, then I may give out a free this or free that, or a pen, or something obtainable that they can hold in their hands that represents my company, my brand. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to build it fast, build it big, build it solid, give out freebies. Do something on a level to invest in them, to show that you're investing in them, and they will soon turn around and invest in you. Number seven, keep track. How do you know whether all this hard work is paying off? Keep track. Don't just sit in front of your screen day in, day out, and expect that your plan is falling into place, just because you're following the process. Keep track. Check the numbers of likes, your posts, your promotions that you're running on your website, how many visitors have visited your website. Keep track of all of this on a regular daily basis. Is your presence growing daily on Facebook, on the social medias, whether you're on Twitter, LinkedIn, any of those social sites? Keep track. This would inform you on whether or not to change your strategy or to keep you satisfied that it seems to be doing the right thing at the right time. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, number eight, be patient. Having asked you to keep track is also important as to ask you to be patient. It may sound contradictory on the level, ladies and gentlemen, but believe you me, there's a difference between the two concepts. They both have their place in this journey. If you've been able to do all of the aforementioned points that I've shared with you, ladies and gentlemen, having a strong presence on social media is imminent. However, you must be patient enough to see it happen and not to set unrealistic expectations. But you can experiment with this. You can try it. Test it, make sure that it works. Thus, that's what we come into when it comes to talking about your landing page website. As a one-pager, test it. A lot of big businesses do this on a regular, consistent basis, as well as network marketing companies and a lot of other companies who just want to need one page just to get it up there, but it must be effective enough to generate the buzz and to encapsulate the audience that you want to capture so that way they can participate in the product and services that you're providing. So what are all of my saying, ladies and gentlemen? In a nutshell, these are the things that you want to do, eight effective ways to build a solid online presence in the marketplace today, again, that you want to do and continue your journey on your growth series to building your brand and your business successfully. Again, number one is setting goals. Number two, you're going to deal with SEOs. Number three, you definitely want to make sure that you have all of the information when it comes to building your brand successfully, which is going to be consistent and create value, focus on the tools, comment on forums, give feedback, keep track, and be patient. So all of these things that I'm giving you is going to be a great opportunity for you to grow, continue to grow on a regular basis. Well, that's my time right now for GTE Professional Radio. I'm super excited that I've been able to share this opportunity with you, and I want you guys to give me feedback on this show, and I'm thankful for that. So you can give us check us out, go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and basically share with us what you think of the show, what we can do to help you even further, or any questions that you may have in reference to that. So until then, it's been a plum, peace, and pleasure, as well as a pleasure from my brother Les Brown. And keep building your business, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream.